Welcome to the Aligned Pretzel Show podcast, the number one hub for online service providers to expand their business while creating financial and time freedom. I am so excited you are here.
Your mindset as a VA can make or break your business. And I'm going to tell you a little story today that is going to blow your freaking mind. Hey, it's Nisha, the Aligned Pretzel, and I'm so excited to give you today's episode. So if you hear like kind of munching in the background, that is my mom's dog. Yes, we're in Canada visiting my mom and my stepdad. That means we now have two dogs in the house. And if you think I can get through an episode without one of them barking, you're very sorely mistaken. So let's dive in. What do I mean about mindset? When I started as a VA, and the story is not about me, it's actually going to be about one of my former clients. When I started as a VA, I had like so poor self-esteem / self-worth / respect for myself. I constantly believed that like someone who wanted to hire me was somehow above me, or like maybe I couldn't get that job, you know, or like, oh, what, this would be so life-changing if I got this $600 contract, right? And one of the things that catapulted me to have a six-figure business was actually working on my mindset. And I don't do this anymore because I can now recognize when I'm in a mindset funk or a pattern or something that is not serving of me. But I used to do a lot of journaling and a lot of affirmations and a lot of rituals and practices and all that. And I think, you know, as you mature in your spirituality and in your practice, those things, I don't want to say like rituals or routines become less important. That's not really what I mean. But like making sure you sit down every day to journal become less important because you realize and you recognize when you're like, oh, I'm in a funk, I need to get myself out of this. At least that's the way it's been for me. Listen, there are like seven-figure creators out there that swear by journaling every day. Cool, good for them, right? And I don't have anything against it. Just for me, I don't need to do that. You know, or I just don't feel like that's something that's necessary for me to do. My time of shifting my mind and all that and working on myself really comes from just being quiet with myself. And that's just something I've learned about myself. So all those things are important. And there's so many episodes, old episodes on all those things like mindset, journaling, orgasmic manifestation, so many things. Oh my gosh, you guys, I just saw the moon. It's so big and beautiful. Holy crap. Sorry, but it's like, oh my gosh, I wish I could insert a picture into this podcast. It's so good. Okay, this episode is not about rituals and etc. This episode is about doing the things to work on your mindset, right? I'm not going into the how, I'm going into why it's important for you to do it. So I'm going to take the example of my client. My past client. So when she started working with me, she totally thought the VA business was some sort of a scam or like an MLM. And, you know, she was a friend of mine. So she trusted me to, you know, guide her in how to set up her business, set up her offers. You know, she was like fairly tech savvy, you know, to a certain degree. Her focus was more like social media and that kind of thing, being creative. She had, you know, grown a large social media following, just through kind of like a life vlog. So, but when we started working together, at first, I don't want to say it was difficult for her to get clients because she did get clients, but it was first kind of like a small trickle, right? And then it was like, okay, she'd get a bit more and a bit more, but she still kind of struggled to fully replace her income and then some, right? And she had debts that she wanted to pay off. So that was a big, big motivator for her because she had, you know, the kind of debts where they'll make sure you never get ahead, right? Unless you're really making a lot of money, you can put a lot of money down on it. So I got to see her evolution of her mindset as we've been working together. Now we haven't worked together for quite some time and she's thriving and on her own, but we still, you know, chit chat about things here and there. So her mindset in the beginning of us working together was like, well, I experienced this thing where she'd like sign a big client, for example, and then some big expense would come up and it would take literally the whole payment. Does it sound familiar? Because I've definitely been here. And so she had this experience where it was like, well, it's just never enough. There's always something. just when I think I'm ahead, something pulls me back, yada, yada. And these are trauma patterns, right? I've been there myself. I did not grow up in a wealthy family whatsoever. In fact, we struggled quite a bit. It was just me and my mom until I was 15. So I had lots of stories around money. And we really just have to work through these really uncomfortable feelings. When we see patterns in our life, like that's what that is. It's like, whenever I get ahead, right? We have to work through those. Like, okay, why is that the thing though? Right? Why is it that I feel like it can never be enough? What would be enough, right? If I'm in a consistent state of, oh, it's never enough. So what amount of money would be enough? You know, get realistic with yourself. And I'm not going to go too deep into this because we could go way deep into money mindset. And actually in my VA course, see, I cannot get through a podcast episode without a dog doing something to me. In my VA course, I do include a bunch of archived courses that I have that do talk a lot about like money mindset and spiritual practice and all of that. But we started to really work through, right? Because she was doing private coaching. Why is it that is the way your mind works, right? Why are you conditioned to believe that? Really working through those things and starting to reframe them and affirm like a different reality for yourself. These are some of the tools and techniques that I used in order to grow my business. And if you remember, you know, in the last year alone, which when I was using these things, it was not in the last year, right? Like just putting that all in perspective, like I've had a six-figure business since 2020. If you recall, in just the last year, I've gone, not even a year yet, I've gone from making, you know, $35 an hour as my hourly rate up to $100 an hour. So these things work is what I'm saying. But it's now so beautiful, right? At first, trust me, there was lots of resistance to this mindset work. And it was just like, yep. Right? But she really started to embrace some of these principles, right? And started to look at the hard stuff because like, do we want to do that? No, not really. But if we don't, do we grow past where we are right now? So it was really beautiful to see her evolution. And she started getting people paying a year in advance, for example, without her asking. People just saying, can I pay you for the whole year? Can I pay you for the next 6 months? Etc. That's how it started. Because she was looking at, well, what would I really need to feel like? I no longer need to be in a cycle of as soon as I get ahead, I get pulled back down. So that's how it started. A client like that. And I know she kept working on it. And I know being around me and talking to me about these things and what was going on in her life and providing my wisdom really allowed her to feel into this even more. Like my mentor has a completely different set of like rules and values and foundations for her life than what I have, right? And she probably has a higher thermometer for money than what I have. And just being around that helps so much. Like when you're immersed and you're speaking to them on a daily basis and yada yada. To now seeing, you know, she messaged me just the other day to say, because I give her recommendations all the time of jobs that I don't want or I'm too busy for or aren't, you know, aligned with the scope that I want. People signing up for her highest package, you know, starting to make 5,000 plus a month before I even heard about this highest package deal, which I think is well over a thousand, I think. Anyway, I don't recall. making well over 5K a month recurring when she was making absolutely nothing, you know, just 2 years ago. And everyone's pace is different, but I just want to reflect to you the possibility when you work on your mindset, right? So many people are out there busy, like searching for jobs and applying for all the things and getting rejected and getting frustrated. Sometimes it's not about the external actions. And I love to talk about the external actions here because we are doers, right? We're service providers. We do things for other people. We're supporters. But sometimes it means if it's not working, looking at the inside, whether that's the inside of your website or the inside of your mindset. Because if the inside doesn't match the outside, there's always a clash and people can just tell and usually ends up in, you know, you not getting the job, you being overlooked, You're not making the money you want, et cetera, et cetera. So it is so, so crucial to be working on your mindset. I mean, for me, in the first few months of me doing this as a VA, I went to 3K months, and then I went to 5K months. And then not long after, I was, you know, stuck at like 7 to 8 for the longest time. And then I don't know how many 10K plus months I've had since then, but it's a lot. It's almost 3 years worth. And of course, even before that, because before that, of course, I had 10K months and then I would dip down and yada yada. So I'm just saying it's so imperative to work on your mindset and to have someone to walk you through this day to day is absolutely invaluable. Like I've said in so many podcast episodes before, I would never not have a mentor now that's a service provider, because it's so helpful to be able to pick up Voxer and be like, hey, I have this thing that's happening. I have this client thing that I don't know how to respond to. I'm having this thought that no one's going to hire me because blah, blah, blah. I have this, no one's going to pay me $65 an hour for this thing. I have this, I don't know enough, right? And someone to really hold your hand and walk you through that is absolutely freaking priceless. Priceless. You can't put money value on that. Because if I'm able to walk you through that and get you to the other side so that you don't stay in a funk for months and months and months of I'm not good enough or no one's hiring me or I'll never be able to make enough or I can never get ahead, whatever your current funk is, and walk you through that, you know, within a day or two instead of months and months and months, you will be light years ahead of where you would be as if you did this walk on your own. That is why mentorship is so valuable. And that is why I have mine currently open. There are 3 different tiers. The first one is $355 a month, which includes a Voxer chat, like a group Voxer chat, and a group call per month. The second tier, I'm trying to remember now, I think it's like $655 or $555, something like that, where you get a private call with me every single month. And you get the group Voxer chat. And why the group Voxer chat is so cool is because you learn so much more being in a group of people who are doing the same things that you're doing, because you're not just learning what you're needing to learn in that moment, but you're seeing what they're doing and what they're struggling with and what they're implementing. It's like this beautiful container hybrid cyclone of growth. And then the final tier is $1,333. These prices are per month. And that is a completely private chat with me and a private call per month. You can still have access to the group Voxer chat if you want, but the bonus is that you and I are chatting several times a week, if not every day, working on your business and really catapulting you forward. So if any of these sound like, yes, I need that, feel free to message me on Instagram at The Aligned Pretzel. You can buy these right now from my website, thealignpretzel.co/mentorship, or you can email me, Nisha@thealignpretzel.com. Yes, com. And I'll see you next week.